relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That moment when I realized what the last year has been about, whether it's talking truth about the border, whether it's talking truth about what's going on since November, or whether it's COVID, the masks, what's happening in our schools, it doesn't matter what the issue is that you care about the most, that which we lack the most is courage. But it's happening, dear friends. Americans are finding that courage, and it comes by example. Those catalytic moments when somebody says, enough is enough, and I'm not going to hold it in anymore. I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to show the world what truth looks like. And recently, in front of the Loudoun County Public School Board, a group of parents showed America what it looks like to be an American. And one of them was this lady, Chantal Cooper.
In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Now I have a dream that we will implement love, not hate, or supporting another Jim Crow's agenda. CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT. We don't want your political advertisement to divide our children or belittle them. Think twice before you indoctrinate such racist theories. You cannot tell me what is or is not racist. Look at me. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet respectfully.
That's what courage looks like. And I was at an event in Loudoun County this weekend, and across the courtyard, somebody looked at me, and I got the sense I need to meet her. And she wasn't wearing a face shield, and she's with us right now, Chantal Cooper. Welcome to America First.
Thank you for having me.
I am so ecstatic to have you on this show. It's so delightful to meet you this weekend. Let's begin at the beginning. We'll talk about how you got to that podium, that amazing 50-second speech. That's all the time the board gave you. But walk through our millions of viewers and listeners. What was it? At which point did you realize, hey, something's wrong about what my kids are being taught? When did you have that moment of clarity, Chantal?
It was when I noticed that everything that Dr. Martin Luther King had taught us was being contradicted. His dream is being basically threatened by Marxist ideology, and CRT is exactly that. So I'm about love. You know, when I look out my window and I hear children playing, and when they knock on my door, they're not asking, hey, can I, you know, by the color of my child, can she come out? No, it's, can my friend come out to play? So I'm just here advocating for children.
So when did you realize that there is this thing, CRT, critical race theory, and how did you educate yourself about the origins of what this is and what this teaches about a new form of racism in America?
Well, I started doing research on CRT, I would say about 6-7 months ago. So I'm doing it from a mom's point of view. When I first heard about it, I was like, oh, that doesn't sound right. So when I started noticing they were implementing the news early in the morning for my children's first, you know, when they
had their morning announcement. You mean they were talking about news in the classroom?
Yes. So I had her and my daughter immediately opt out. And that's when I was like, okay, something's going on. So I started doing research, reaching out and getting involved in my community, because if you want to make change, you got to do it in your backyard. So I did that. And when I signed the petition to recall CRT, a nice young lady was like, hey, there is a board's meeting Tuesday. And I was like, okay, I'll hop right on that. I didn't expect such positive, you know, I met so many people that think like me. And at first I was all alone. I felt like I was all alone.
And what was it about CRT? What was it about what your children were being taught that was wrong in your opinion as a parent?
Well, I am totally against any child being pushed down a loophole of oppression and becoming a victim. I think every child should have the proper tools to become successful and strong, not, you know, be judged on your color. And we all know that the Constitution is what keeps us together, not the color of our skin. So that's what I teach in my home. And I know that there's a million Americans out there that feel the same way.
So we have other clips. We had Brandon Michonne on last week. Is there a sense, do you have a sense that at least in one county in America, that some of the parents are waking up to this racist, radical propaganda that's being taught to our children?
Yes. After that Tuesday, I didn't know so many parents like Texas, California, Oregon. And I'm like, oh my goodness, people are waking up to what CRT really is. And a lot of parents are like, well, they said they're not, you know, implementing CRT. There is definitely CRT. The teachers have been trained on CRT in our school board.
Are you ready? Because my colleague here on Salem, Larry Elder, he's been fighting the good fight for decades. He's been called as a black American an Uncle Tom. He even made a film called Uncle Tom about the idea that you can't have conservative traditional values in America and be a certain skin color. Are you ready to be called an Auntie Tom yourself? And what would your response be?
It doesn't bother me because you know what? I don't look at color. I've never looked at color. I love people. And, you know, I'm going to use Abraham Lincoln. He had some tremendous wisdom. And this is what he prepared us for. You cannot further the brotherhood of a man by encouraging class hatred. And that is just something that every American needs to just remember. We are the last free country. It's time for us to stand up and fight against this.
And is there something specific that triggered in you the decision to talk and to stand up? What was it, something your children said? Was it something you heard being taught to them? Because most parents say, well, I'm not going to do public speaking. Even if it's just admitted, I can't do it. What made you, Chantel, say, okay, yeah, now's the time?
Well, I have a biracial family. And if anyone is trying to tell me to submit and, you know, if you don't agree with me, you sit over there. Oh, I'm going to fight against that.
And what is your message to those Americans? Because you are the minority of the minority of the minority, not because of your skin color, but because of your willingness to speak the truth. So there are millions of parents out there who are just saying, well, I don't like it, but I don't want to cause problems for my children or myself. And when they get out of school, maybe I can fix it once they're 18. What is your message, Chantel, to those who just feel intimidated?
Please don't feel intimidated. I want you to yell until your voice, even if your voice is shaking. If you have any questions or you want to scream, you want to shout, you can reach out to any of the resources to get a hold of me. I will talk to you. I'm researching and educating myself as well. I'm a mother, so not this big philosopher. Please don't feel intimidated. Be strong.
Where can they find out more? How can they contact you? Is there something growing to fight CRT in at least Loudoun County?
I have a lot of resources that I refer anyone who wants to vent, talk. You can email me at parentsagainstcrt@gmail.com, and I will provide them with all the resources that I have.
Parents,
but right now, it's just, you know, I'm coming as a mother. I'm just, you know, starting. So I'm just here for the parents.
parentsagainstcrt@gmail.com. In the last minute we have with you, Chantal Cooper, what's it been like since that Tuesday meeting? Have the haters come after you? Have you found new friends? Talk to us about the personal consequences of your decision.
I have actually, I haven't came across any mean or haters. I think the positive have overcame that. So I have not paid attention to that at all. I am for good. And if someone is evil or mean against good, then I don't know what to say about that. But I've met a lot of parents that, you know, feel and think the same way. They have actually cried on my shoulders. And I never thought a million years that just that meeting would do that at all.
Incredible. We need thousands of Chantal Coopers. She did it. She gave you an email address. If you are trying to fight the battle in your own school district, reach out to this marvelous woman. I hope you'll join us again. I hope you'll come in studio. We'll have a longer discussion. Explain to people what critical race theory really is. But until then, parentsagainstcrt@gmail.com. God bless you, Chantal. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That number, 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Empathy, empathy, empathy. The capacity to put oneself in somebody else's position. It's something that is actually quite rare, quite rare. Imagine, if you will, being a child who's lost a parent, not because they've passed, but because police officers took them away in handcuffs. And they're in prison and you can't see them. And you're supposed to live your life normally and not feel guilt for having lost a parent and not fearing that you may fall into the same traps and make the same bad decisions. Can you imagine that? Well, you don't have to. But please, please, help those who are in that position and help them get a little bit of freedom and normality in their lives. That's what we do every year with the Prison Fellowship to support children across the nation who've lost a mother or father through the prison system and to send them to a peaceful, Christ-centric summer camp. Children like Savannah.
I'm Savannah, and I'm spending my 13th birthday at Angel Tree Camp. I've been coming here for 5 years, and my favorite part about Angel Tree Camp is going to the lake and the pool, and it makes you feel like you could be comfortable with the people around you, like you could have fun and learn about God at the same time.
What a blessing to make that possible, to bring joy to that little children's heart. Please, please help all of them. Do it today. Make a donation in any amount by going to our website or calling the Prison Fellowship at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. 206-2794, or just go to sebgorka.com. That's sebgorka.com, and clicking on the Angel Tree banner. You are being a modern missionary, and you're helping the most vulnerable of all. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and delighted to have with us the author of, I just can't keep up with how many books this man has published. They Tell the Truth About the Threat of Socialism and Communism to This Nation. And the latest one is The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. David Horowitz, welcome to America First.
Thanks for having me, Sebastian. And my book is a warning. We already are living under an administration and a political party that is anti-American, that is racist, and that bears all the earmarks of a fascist state, suppressing any dissent and calling it criminal. To question an election in America today, the presidential election, is an act of treason. According to Nancy Pelosi, I like to call her Nancy Pelosi, and the Biden White House. And Pelosi actually said that Republicans are enemies of the state. And my concern is that conservatives and Republicans are not using the proper language for fighting this. In political war, words are the weapons. The Democrats are calling us enemies of the state, racists, white supremacists, armed insurrectionists, treasonous, and what are Republicans calling the Democrats? Liberals.
Yeah.
People, they're not liberal. They're vindictive bigots, if they're anything.
Your latest piece.
I looked at the January 6th event, which I described in my book. This is like the Reichstag fire.
Okay, so for that, David, stop. I know you are a walking encyclopedia, and you have written a library full of books. So for those who are not amateur historians and have no idea what you're referring to, explain the parallel that you just drew with the events, the hooliganism of January the 6th and the Reichstag fire. So explain the way, the analogy, okay, and how it's being exploited.
Hitler won a democratic election. He was elected chancellor. The Nazis took advantage of the fact that they had the executive to set fire to the Reichstag, which is their capital, like our capital. They set fire to it, blamed it on a Dutch communist, and then passed the Reichstag Fire Act, which criminalized all opposition to the new Nazi regime and created the foundations of the Third Reich. The Democrats have done the same thing. They called it what happened on January 6th, which was a trespass. There was some violence, but it was extremely limited compared to what the left has been doing in 220 American cities all summer. They called it an armed insurrection, even though there were no arms. Actually, the Black Lives Matter wing of this left called it a white supremacist coup based on the fact that there was a lot of white people there, I guess. Nancy Pelosi called out 25,000 troops for a non-specified and non-existent threat from conservatives who are now being called domestic terrorists, erected the fence. One person was actually killed by another person, and that was Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force veteran, unarmed, unthreatening. Her murder was by a Capitol Police officer, was filmed by a journalist who is now in jail for being there. There are still hundreds of people in jail for being held without bail for trespassing. But that's just to give the aura of some serious military threat from the right. And there's vast witch hunts going on. There's a witch hunt in the military. They had a 2-month stand down to weed out domestic terrorists, meaning Republicans and conservatives and anybody who supports Donald Trump. This week, they removed a space commander of our space force for objecting to the fact that our military personnel are being indoctrinated with anti-American hatred in the form of critical race theory, 1619 Project nonsense, and so forth. If you teach our military to hate their country, you created a victory for all our enemies. And you could see it in the Democrats that are cheering on these Nazi, Hamas Nazis, who are firing 3,000 rockets, fire one rocket into a civilian area, it's a war crime. 3,000 rockets aimed at men, women, and children who are not in the military. So I the hour is very late, people.
The hour is late, but you...
$90 million
David,
budget.
We're out of time. We're out of time. You are a superlative guest because I only have to ask one question and then the segment is done. Follow him right now at Horowitz39. The book is The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. Follow him at Horowitz39 and also at the HorowitzFreedomCenter.org, a man who has done more to educate Americans on the threat of totalitarianism than practically anyone else. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. What's the truth about the audit in Arizona? Latest updates from former Attorney General Phil Klein here on Salem Radio. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro-compact in the world. The definitive concealed carry handgun is feature-rich, chambered in 9mm, and is available in standard or optics-ready configurations with 11+1 in the standard magazine and 13+1 with the extended magazine. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend. It's so good, I've got two.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The news, the legacy lying media. It's not about the truth, it's about narratives. Another word for that, really, is propaganda. And beyond what they're trying to pump to you in terms of false information, there's the other issue. What are they not reporting about? What do they wish to hide? And one of the biggest stories they don't want to report to you right now, beyond the crisis at the border, is, of course, what's happening in Maricopa County and elsewhere with various audits. A man who is right there with his finger on the pulse, former Attorney General of Kansas, the director of the Amistad Project, also with Liberty University. Phil Klein, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, great to be with you, sir.
So first things first, just let's put it into picture based upon what happened last November. How important is this one specific audit in Maricopa County?
Well, it's very important, and it's also showing in preliminary results trends that match the other urban core areas where the private funds impacted. And that's what we see is commonality here. We see in Maricopa County that the auditors and Senator Fan, the president of the Senate, have requested again that the county comply with the subpoena. They haven't produced everything. They're objecting to producing everything. And they state their reasons, but there's ways to get around that. In addition, Sebastian...
Let's stop there for a second. Let's stop there for a second. What is the audit attempting to illuminate, and what are the objections?
Well, they want to get virtual images of the routers. That's part of the subpoena. The court has said that that subpoena and that request is reasonable, and the county is throwing up objections saying it's going to cost them millions, and additionally, that it puts law enforcement in jeopardy since law enforcement uses the same routers. But there's a way to move past that.
They want computer data from the elections, and they're saying showing that computer data to an audit would somehow endanger the local police?
Yes, because they use the same routers. But the long and short of it is there's a way to move around that barrier so it doesn't jeopardize anybody's safety. And the county is not working to find solutions. It's working to find problems. And the latest problem that the auditors have identified, which again is consistent with what we saw in Michigan with deletion of critical computer files in Antrim that should not have been deleted, we see the apparent removal or deletion of the main database that is entitled, I want to read to you this name directly from the letter. It is entitled, this database that is missing, results, tally, and reporting. That database is not on the computers that were provided to the auditor. Even though other computers reference that file on that computer, it is gone, which indicates to the auditors that it was likely removed. So, you know, I've never investigated anybody, Sebastian, who controlled evidence of their innocence, yeah, who didn't want me to see it. And I've never investigated anybody who controlled evidence of their guilt, who wanted me to see it. So just the refusal to comply with the auditor's requests raises suspicion.
And what are these reports that there are passwords missing or access keys that cannot be found? Is that correct as well, Phil?
That's what the auditor indicates and Senator Fan puts in her letter. She has requested the county come forward and offer their explanations. That's the reasonable thing to do. And you know this. Here's what the mainstream media misses over and over and over again. What they're essentially saying is that, well, we don't need to answer any questions. We can't, this democracy can't afford a look at its elections to determine if they were fair. Instead, we have to boot the American people out despite this continuous finding of information which causes concerns. We know this. Private monies in an unprecedented fashion purchased local election offices and local officials. Those monies were directed by people who support Mr. Biden. That can be contrary to federal and state law. Three, those local election officials unilaterally defied state law and ran their own procedures, which undermine the integrity of the election.
We're out of time in this segment, but when you talk about those private funds, are we talking in most part about the $400 million from Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook?
Yes, but there's a lot more also.
Right. We will continue to get to the bottom of what has just begun with the director of the Army START project, former Kansas Attorney General. Follow him right now, Phil D. Klein on Twitter. That's Phil with two L's, D. Klein, K-L-I-N-E. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. If you have a cell phone, and look, I know you got a cell phone, please tell me it's not with one of the big cell phone providers, because they're there on the side of big tech like Mark Zuckerberg. Join the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. You can keep your old number. They have a nationwide dependable network, massive discounts for our listeners and also for veterans and first responders. And now you'll get 50% off your first 2 months of service, plus a free Patriot starter kit and a chance to win as part of their Be a Patriot promotion. Just donate to one of their conservative charities, switch your service today, or just tell them what it means to you to be a patriot, and you get a chance to win a phone and free cell service for life. Do it today. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Use the promo code G-O-R-K-A, or just go to patriotmobile.com/G-O-R-K-A. Join the good guys. Don't fund those who hate the values that you believe in and upon which our nation was founded. 972-PATRIOT, promo code Gorka. That's patriotmobile.com/G-O-R-K-A.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I am so full of beans today. I didn't get a lot of sleep. Woke a little bit early. The dogs needed to be walked. But, man, the quality of sleep I had was superb. It was deep. It was refreshing. In large part because of where I rest my head on one of Mike Lindell's My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. Get up to 66% off all of Mike's incredible products, from the My Pillow to the pet beds, the Egyptian cotton Giza Dream sheets, the brand new beautiful sheepskin slippers. They're all superlative. Use my name. Call 800-829-8468. Support a great patriot with amazing products. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. You know, come on, a good night's sleep. It's worth it. Mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We're talking audits, we're talking stolen elections, we're talking voter and election integrity with the former Kansas Attorney General, director of the Army Star Project. The website for the Army Star Project, Phil?
It is www.got-freedom.org.
All right, Eric, let's put that URL up, got-freedom.org. Phil D. Klein on Twitter. So Maricopa started. Another audit has been announced just in the last few days. Let's be realistic here. I had to tell somebody at the weekend, it doesn't matter what happens, you're not overturning the last election. So what is the best case scenario? The election campaigns, they've already begun. There's never a break in election campaigns. Next year's has already begun. President Trump, I'm 95% sure, is going to run in 2024. So we have to look at the next elections. Phil Klein, what do we have to do in the next few months?
Well, what we have to do is prevent this two-tiered system of government that we're creating in every facet. You see it in due process of law. In other words, if you're in the wrong group, we're coming after you for your thought and for your speech, for any action to try to get you. If you're from the right group, we will watch our cities burn rather than act to prevent you from engaging in violence. If you're in the wrong group, then we're not going to dedicate government monies to turn you out to vote. We're going to make it difficult to vote, and that's what they did. In rural areas and Republican strongholds, they shut down in-person polling places, claiming COVID fear. And then if you're of a favored group, if you're in the urban core and part of the Democrat strategy, government is going to take hundreds of millions of dollars of private money, buy voter navigators for you, and people to fill out your ballot, professional witnesses, do ballot harvesting, have dinners, give you surprises and gifts to show up. It's government treating people differently based on the group they're a member of. And that is what identity politics is. That's what it seeks to achieve. Your value as a citizen is based on how you think and who you associate with. It's not intrinsic. So this is a broad fight, Sebastian, not just in elections, but in one of the fundamental tenets of United States law that protects our freedom. Equal treatment before the law. We're not doing that anymore as a country, and you can see it. And it's obvious who the Biden administration sees as the enemy of America. It's mainly Americans.
Yeah.
And so that's deeply concerning to all of our freedoms.
That was a superlative summary. We're going to get you back on Newsnight, Newsmax this evening, and that's exactly the message that Americans need to understand. Let me ask the question, maybe impossible to answer, Phil, because of the multivariant, multifaceted nature of these challenges. But if there's one locus of emphasis, one pressure point where most of these issues will be mitigated, where is it? Is it national measures? We see the Democrats trying to federalize all of the elections against the U.S. Constitution. Is it in the courts? Is it in the local state Supreme Courts? Or is it in the sadly less than robust state houses that allowed themselves to be ridden roughshod over by their governors, their secretaries of state, against even their own constitutions, for example, in Pennsylvania? We have limited resources. You understand the territory best. Where is the most significant target for fixing all of this?
It's two things. It's prohibiting private money to purchase local election officials. And secondly, It's state legislatures. Yeah. And it's making them responsible for the constitutional authority granted to them by the Constitution. That's what the courts were saying. They weren't saying there wasn't fraud. They were saying this is not our role. Where is the state legislature? They have to step up. And we've got a proposal, and we're going to push it next year, and that is that the legislature have a standing committee. That committee have subpoena investigatory power that it must meet during and after the election and issue a report that indicates whether the election was done lawfully. If not, where were the laws broken? Do those laws impact the validity of the result? And should the election be certified? And that it be transparent and open to the public. That's where the debate has to occur. And it's not right now. And the legislatures were not present during this entire controversy. They must be in the future.
Dude, I had somebody who was involved with these issues say that there are numerous state legislatures or legislators who don't even understand what their constitutional mandate means, and they think they need the governor to sign off on their decisions. Can these people be so ignorant, Phil? Just an honest question.
Well, yeah, they're lied to by their leadership. And you know, legislators go there with a specific interest and they focus on it. And it really is busy, most of them part-time. So they rely on others for information and they're lied to. I had legislators tell me that they couldn't even come together to discuss things because they were not, quote, in session. Look, the Constitution was ratified at a time we didn't have these state houses and places to meet. They can meet in a field, and if a majority is there, they can articulate their intent consistent with the United States Constitution. They don't need somebody to gavel in an official place for them to meet, but they don't understand that. They've been lied to, and that's what leadership does. Yeah. They tell rank and file, this is what you cannot do so that it can control the process. And we need bold leaders who will stand up and initiate action rather than simply respond to leadership's demands.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Phil, because we have a very, very small army, and you're definitely one of the detachment leaders for the contingent of special forces that is trying to solve this problem, fixing election integrity in America. See you later this evening. He's the director of the Army Start Project, got-freedom.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Florida seek recognition?
Madam Speaker, as the member designated for the representative from Florida, Brian Mast, I ask that given the updated CDC guidance, we all take off these stupid masks.
Yes, whether you're at Costco or whether you're in the House of Representatives on Capitol Hill, thank you, Brian Mast. So, as I mentioned earlier with the amazing Chantel Cooper, if you haven't seen that interview, watch it. Subscribe. It's free. Go to our Rumble channel. It is the freedom of speech alternative to the fascists at YouTube. It is the video channel where we live stream the show. You can watch us, our guests. You can catch all the segments you may have missed, all the monologues. Just go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. So watch that interview. But then let me share with you that story again of what happened at this GOP event my wife and I spoke at on Saturday. At the Trump National Golf Course. Never been there before. Wow. Just wow. If you're into golf, it's the place to be. I came in, I must have been asked, I don't know, 100, 200 selfies during the night. Doesn't cost you a penny. Fine. First selfie. He says, I'm walking into the ballroom. Lovely lady comes up and says, oh, Dr. G, love you. Can I take a photograph? I said, sure. And I always say the same thing. Only if you post it and you tag me. She immediately responds, oh, I can't do that. It's just for me and my husband. We can't post it. My
husband, he works for himself. He's self-employed. We have our own business. A little part of me died when I heard that. I didn't use the lady's name, but when I gave my speech that evening, a little later, I said to that lady, first I said, don't take it personally, and then I caught myself and said, yeah, take this personally. If you're not prepared to associate your views with your face and your name, then we have already lost. Think of 1776. Think of everything that they did. They pledged their lives, their treasure, and their sacred honor. And she wasn't prepared to put a post on Facebook with her name and saying, I believe in America first. And here's the phrase that I came up with. If you're not prepared to fight, you don't deserve to win. It's that simple. My dear friends, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and as ever, stay frosty.